Time for us to talk Maine baseball. Joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. You watched that Super Bowl last night?
I certainly did. I watched a lot of it, actually.
Now, you're not necessarily a Patriots fan. Did you have a rooting interest?
I did not. I watched it. I've grown to love Tom Brady a little bit, and Bill Belichick and their mastermind of offense. But it was more of sit back and, cry my spilled milk because I'm a Giants fan. We had the worst season in a very long time. So.
Well, I'm a Giants fan too, so I'm with you on that. But as I said to a friend of mine who's an Eagles fan today, okay, look, it's tough. It's tough to feel good when the Eagles win and the Giants aren't even there. But at least the Giants had the best commercial of the night.
They had a pretty good commercial break, and but I guess that's a terrible consolation prize for us, though.
Yeah, a new coach, things are looking up, so we'll be better next year for our G-men, to say the least. Well, how's practice going for your Black Bear baseball team?
Excellent. Guys are, getting after it. I think we're getting a little cabin fever now, want to get outside and get down to Lubbock. But things are going very well. We're healthy for the most part, knock on wood. And, there's a lot of good feelings. I mean, a lot of excitement, so... you just trying to get outside, get some sunshine on a baseball, and go and play.
What's the countdown now? Are we at 9 days before you hit the road?
Yeah, we'll be on a plane next Thursday, heading out of Lubbock, and game Friday, doubleheader Saturday, and one on Sunday.
That's fantastic. So now when you're working inside, obviously you've got to change up what you do. And of course, any coach at any level wants to avoid having bread lines and guys just standing around. So if somebody walked into a typical indoor Maine baseball practice, how many different activities might they see going at any one time?
The most stagnant part of our practice plan is really when we're scrimmaging. That's when we have, that's our Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. But, we'll actually have a part of our group, especially our pitchers, when they're not throwing, they'll be off lifting at some point during practice. And, within that same scrimmage, we'll probably have three or four different things going on, whether it be, guys in the field, obviously pitcher, catcher, offensive work, but then we always make sure we work on our defensive, our base running as well, which I think is a very overlooked skill, but is extremely important when it comes down to winning a one-run ball game. So we really don't have a whole lot of sitting around. We try to make sure we touch everything, we want our guys to understand, so we don't want to become jack of all trades and masters of none,
Absolutely. Now, as you look around at the forecast, nothing encouraging here in the next couple of days, but you kind of keep your fingers crossed that you might get one of those mid-40s days we could actually get outside and maybe shag a few fly balls.
Yeah, you always hope for it, but, growing up in the Northeast, we just kind of take it for what it is, realize we're not getting outside. And, I think in the long run, it actually makes us appreciate the games much more when we actually get the chance to go out there and play. And we'll go to Lubbock, and Lubbock can be, 70 degrees, or it could be, 35. So for us, if we're going to play, Texas Tech, and it's 35 degrees, that's a summer day for us. It's an advantage, in and of itself.
We're talking with Maine baseball coach Nick Durba here on Downtown. For your Black Bears, as you get ready to start and head out of here in 9 days or so, we've talked about your defense and how confident you are in that. How about the batting order? Is that shaping up for you as you get ready to go?
I think our batting order kind of is indicative of our team. We're going to be very, very solid, I think, top to bottom. We'll have a lot of competitive at bats. We're returning a very experienced lineup. Jeremy Pena will be a guy you'll see at the top of the order, along with Chris Beck, who's senior catchers. These two guys were amongst our leading hitters last year. We get Danny Casals back from injury, and we're going to be showcasing an entire lineup that has at least one full year of at-bats under their belt. And most of them are going to be juniors or seniors, so that's a really nice luxury to have.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to talk baseball with you. We've moved on. It's truck day for the Red Sox. That's headed south. Football's behind us. It's time to get our eyes and our brains thinking about baseball. So, Nick, we appreciate you as always coming on with us. And, my gosh, when we talk next week, you'll just be just about ready to pack up the equipment and get out of town.
That's right. That's right.
We'll do it then next Monday afternoon. Nick, thanks as always, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for taking care.
That's Nick Durba, head Maine baseball coach, every Monday here on Downtown Black Bear Reports, brought to you by University Credit Union, where Black Bears Bank, celebrating 50 years. UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.